Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. The number of workers back in the office has ticked up just a bit. The company that handles security swipes into and out of office buildings says the number is at nearly 51%. Castle Systems has been keeping track of those security badge swipes. The Chicago Metro just hit 50.8%. That's ahead of most of the other big cities, where the average is 48.4%. Los Angeles is at 47.8%. New York City is at 47%. More good news about Illinois' finances. The state has added another $150 million into its cash reserves. The money is being deposited into the Budget Stabilization Fund, otherwise known as the Rainy Day Fund. That account now has $1.22 billion in it to be used during a recession or economic downturn. The level's at a new record high. The fund's scheduled to get another $850 million by the end of June. Ratings agencies have cited the health of the fund in recent upgrades of Illinois' debt. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.